Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to having you on this broadcast as we face the issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion as we do so. Let me remind you up front, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I'm here today on the set with Pastor Davis, Pastor Glenn Davis, hails from up in Folkestone, Georgia. Pastor Davis, thank you for being with us today.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood, and happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you, and same
to you. As well,
you.
And to all the other fathers that are listening on today, amen. I want to say good morning, amen, to my bride of 36
amen.
Years. Amen. Always, amen, got to keep her in there. She's been standing right by my side. Thank God for you. And all of my family and friends, amen. Happy Father's Day to my only son.
Amen.
Amen as well. And all of you, once again, truly, it's a great day.
Amen.
To be saved. And I thank God because we have a prayer answering God. We can pray to him in the morning. We can pray in the noonday. We can pray in the evening. We can pray in the midnight hour. And God hears and answers prayer.
Amen.
So if it's ever been a time that this nation should be turning back to God in prayer, now is the time.
Absolutely. And the broadcast we have planned today, ladies and gentlemen, I believe is ideal for Father's Day. One of the things that we find that is so needful and necessary today is for men to grow spiritual spines and to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen, and
amen.
For Christians in general to do the same. And ladies and gentlemen, when we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. God's word says in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus makes a declaratory statement in two very pointed places in the scripture. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And then in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that ought to be the modus operandi, that is the operational manual for our life and for our living each and every day. As we face the issues, we base it on not denominational dogma, not some philosophical rhetoric, not based on some political ideological bent, but based on the truth of the word of God. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, truth is not sought after. Truth is generally disdained and demeaned in society in which we're living in today. It was the secularist George Orwell, back during the days of his writing of the dystopian novel entitled 1984, in the late 40s, George Orwell, in his book, title 1984, made a statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, if there's ever been a time in modern society when that is true, it is true today. We need to recognize that we need to stand for truth. It goes back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made this powerful statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. So that's my challenge, that's my charge, that's my encouragement to you each and every day that we stand for truth. And as we approach Father's Day, perhaps no other time in the calendar year with special days, do we need to understand the need to stand for truth. And the standing for truth, if it is not emanating out of the Father in the home, generally speaking, it will not happen.
Amen.
It is true today as it was in the days that our Bible was being written, that we had those that were penning based on the authority of the Holy Spirit of God giving them words to write. It is true. It was true then. It's true today that as Christians, we need to stand for truth. And there's no greater time, if you can use that term, no greater time than we find today in today's society, where there is a need to be found in standing for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands with Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, like the Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the backup power equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole, 165 feet there, with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Ladies and gentlemen, wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly oriented environment, closed on Sunday, so that you and your family can worship in God's house with God's people as God ordained it. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does in response to your application. Ladies and gentlemen, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. We're going to take just a moment and give a portion of my monologue today, then we'll take our first caller. Ladies and gentlemen, when we think about what's happening today, I'm calling the issue today, Christianity Under Assault. Christianity under assault. And we're finding that on every hand and every venue. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps it's one of the least, how would you say, notified by the media, one of the least issues that is broadcast on radio, television, and the news media in general. Ladies and gentlemen, as we look out into the nation, on the national scene, as we look out on the international scene, it is obvious and clear that Christianity is under assault today. Our morals, our ethics, our values, our liberties are now more than ever.
Amen.
Being assaulted by the, I call them the loose like lost liberals. It is the culmination of the last days. Ladies and gentlemen, at one time, and I've not heard recently about those, at one time there was a theological persuasion. It was looking at it on the basis that the world's going to get better and better and better until it ushers in the kingdom of God. And then there will be the millennial reign. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible points out very clearly, if I can use poor grammar, it's going to get better and better and better, not better and better and better.
Amen.
And
Amen.
As a result of that, we need to recognize we're facing some of those wicked days that the Bible speaks of as being perilous times. No longer, ladies and gentlemen, no longer are the assaults and the persecution subtle, but now it is open and it is very clear today that it's in your face, persecution, prosecution, and absolutely the assault on the church, on Christians, on Christianity in general, and the Word of God. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please. Are you there? Hello, hello.
Hello.
Go ahead with the question or comment.
Hey, Dr. Gambler.
Yes.
I'm a listener to you, and you got the faith. But Nancy Pelosi needs to move. The whole Democratic Party seems like to me. They are, I used to be a Democrat. I'm going on almost 70 years. And I heard a young man the other day, I think he was saying he was 57, saying about, he grew up in Jim Crow. I definitely grew up in Jim Crow. But if you lose your history, you are through. You are through. We're through as a nation. We need to turn this thing around as quickly as possible. I'll
Brother,
be glad
you're exactly right, but may I jump in and say this? The only way we're going to turn it around is the power of God, by the prayer from the people of God, by the standing without fear by the Christians in the nation today. But I'm thankful to hear that you have change directions. It's called repentance. It's having a change of mind, a change of heart, a change of direction. And you, I am finding that multitudes, and may I say again, multitudes across America are waking up, opening their eyes, and realizing that we're on a, if I could use the term, a dead-end path with the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats that's in office today. And that's part and parcel of the problem, because out of this administration, we're finding more open, may I say that again, we're finding out of this administration today more open hostility and assault on Christianity than I believe any other presidential administration in the history of America. So, brother, I commend you on seeing that and on your stand. And I say to each and every listener that we need to stand without fear, without favor, and simply stand, not for political party, though we need to have a discernment and make a decision on how we vote, but it's not standing for political party. It should be standing for the Lordship of Jesus Christ, that he might be preeminent in this society that we're living in today.
Yes.
And I was so surprised, Nancy Pelosi talking about she's a devout Catholic, but you want to kill babies. It's a woman's right. How about the father's right? It's coming up Father's Day.
That's right. Well, Nancy Pelosi, in my most humble opinion, is just as lost as a green ball in high weeds, if you can use that analogy to understand how lost she is. And she's so lost, she doesn't even realize she's lost. She will sit at her table with her, as she bragged about, her $25,000 refrigerator with her $25 a pint for ice cream, and shuttle back and forth across America, expenditure of America by the millions of dollars each year. Most people don't realize she leaves D.C. and flies by jet in first class, and or by our American government planes across America, 3,000 miles back to home for the weekend, and comes back. Her favorite dish is caviar, and her favorite drink is alcoholic beverage as she travels back and forth, and it's at the taxpayer's expense. But the thing that we need to understand today is that we're watching Christians under assault, under attack. But I really appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Listen, keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
I'm thankful for you. Thankful for your call. I'm thankful for your stand. I'm thankful for your willingness to take a stand publicly and let the world know where you stand. And I pray that others will hear what you're saying and will catch the gleam of what can be done. You about to say something?
One more.
Yes, sir.
And this kangaroo court, because I voted for Trump, and they're trying to stop him from running again. The kangaroo court they have right now.
Brother, you're right. It is a kangaroo court. It's full of kangaroos. But we just need to pray and ask God to defeat the efforts with that. Ask God to give wisdom and insight for each of us as Christians each and every day, that we will make the decision that pleases God in and through our lives. Brother, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Keep on looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Pastor Davis, you've heard the basic words that I've stated. Do you find, is it your analysis of what's happening in the world today, that Christians seemingly are being sought out, persecuted, prosecuted, and assaulted more than any other segment of people in society?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, it used to be being done behind closed doors and under the covers. But now they are very bold with what they're doing. They're doing it, can I say, right in your faces.
That's
now.
Right.
They are thumbing up their noses, doing things, because they think that there's nothing you can do about that.
That's right.
But as long as we have constitutional rights, there is a constitution, there are laws, we have rights that we can stand upon to be able to stop these type of assaults.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to know and understand, not only is it a natural thing that's happening, but most of all, it's spiritual.
Yes.
I don't know whether Joe Biden realized what he was saying at the beginning of the election, but he said in these words that there's a battle going on for the soul of this nation.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I took that as a spiritual thing.
That's right. He didn't realize it when he made the statement.
Amen. Now, we need to know that God is still looking for a few good men. And where we might be dropping the ball at, Dr. Youngblood, as far as Christians, as far as leaders in the church, and I don't think you do that, and I don't either, because I believe we stand firm on the word of God and we teach the truth coming from the word.
That's right.
But Paul had something to say to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And I'm just going to read two verses there. Mm-hmm. 2 Timothy 2 and 1. This is what Paul said. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. We need to be teaching the truths coming from the word of God, because that is the most solid foundation that we can stand on.
Absolutely.
And couple that together with our constitutional rights, because the Constitution, everything here in the country was supposed to be based upon the word of God in the first beginning.
Absolutely. That's right.
So when we put these things together, we have a strong foundation that we can stand upon, but we need faithful men, like Paul said, who will be able to teach others also what the truth is concerning this thing, so that when these assaults happen, Dr. Youngblood, we won't shrink back.
You got it. We got to
we
stand.
We have something to stand
on. We got
on.
To stand. Amen. Absolutely. In a moment, we're going to look at some of the things about the whole armor of God, being able to armor up and putting, having done all, then stand. The scripture says that word stands means to dig in the heels. Don't run. Don't bow. Don't sit down. But stand and face the enemy. God
Amen.
Charges us with that responsibility.
Amen.
One of the things that we find today is what I call the Socialist Marxist Communist Party, called the Democrats, in control, and they're canceling every liberty that we have as Christians as soon as they can. Good example of that, and I'll touch on this, then we'll take our next caller. Coach Joe Kennedy. Most of you are aware of that name, Coach Joe Kennedy. His case has already been argued before the U.S. Supreme Court, waiting perhaps before the end of this month, where the Supreme Court will render an opinion about that case. But with Coach Joe Kennedy, he is one, I believe, that set a good example for the world, for the nation. He was a good example, but yet there's the assault on Christianity today, and I don't think there's a case that we can talk about today that's a greater example of the assault on Christianity than Coach Joe Kennedy. So just what did Coach Kennedy do? Did he attack the student? Did he harm anyone? Was he slack concerning his job and responsibility as coach? The answer to that is no, no, no. Coach Joe Kennedy just prayed. Yes, at the end of each game, he would go to the 50-yard line, and on that field before whoever was present as the onlookers, he would bend his knee, he would bow before God, and he would pray. And as a result of that, he was demeaned, he was sanctioned, he was ultimately fired from his job simply because he was praying. His case has already been argued before the U.S. Supreme Court. We're waiting for an opinion to see. But that's a good example, Pastor, of Christianity and Christians being persecuted and prosecuted and an assault on Christianity in America today. We have baseball players that refuse to put the sodomite patch on their uniforms. They're being today eviscerated, persecuted, because they've taken the stand against anything that's immoral, ungodly, and unholy. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go read the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you
for
the opportunity to be able to speak. Good morning. I would like to say, what happened to the times when Christians would name it what it is? This LGBT, whatever, letters that they have on it, it's a demon. It is a demon.
That's right.
And we used to be able to cast out some of these demons in the church. But right now, it seems like so many are turning away, that the strength isn't there, but it can be done. And it's like we're afraid. In most buildings, because we're the church, most buildings, they don't want to offend anybody because the tithes will go down, the offerings will go down. Somebody might get offended. They have to get offended because their soul is at stake.
Amen.
And
I'll second and third that.
Yes, and if we would stand like we used to, for Christ I live, for Christ I die,
yes,
and not straddled a fence, we can stop some of this. And nobody, it seems like people are out here witnessing, even in the heat. and people are hearing, there's no reason why you should not know about Jesus Christ. If it's not on a license tag, it'll be on a billboard. And our children, you can go to Target, and they have little infant shirts saying, I am part of the LGBT. It is terrible. And it's like few of us want to encounter a spiritual demon.
Yes, but Terry, you're exactly right. What is taking place in our churches?
You're going to be around them, period.
Yes,
do you want
Terry, what you're saying is exactly right. What we're finding is in most of our denominations, in fact, I do not know of a single denomination that's not in some way, some fashion, embrace the sodomite agenda, the LGBTQIP sodomite agenda. And with Pride Week and Pride Month for the month of June, it seemingly has just permeated every area of society today, and they are causing, this is causing the demons to come out. It is a demonic spirit, just as you said. But rather than Christians being willing to say no to the demon, they're embracing the demon and allowing the demons to come into the church and allowing the church to simply become a country club with a steeple, because as you said, and you said it so eloquently and so correctly, that most pastors today are afraid of numbers, nickels, and noses. They're afraid if they say something against the sodomite lifestyle, if they say something against the culture, if they say something against the political charlatans that are destroying our nation, then somehow, some way, they're afraid they might lose someone. I use the illustration, Terry, and I'm still less than 100 years old. Back in my growing up days, our community in the country would have horse shows. It didn't make the donkeys mad because we had horse shows, but somehow, some way today, we're afraid that if we have a horse show, it's going to make the donkeys in some way feel badly about themselves. It's going to in some fashion reflect that we are discriminating if we take a stand for truth. And so I believe it's time that we stand, especially when we talk about Father's Day coming up Sunday. I believe it's time dads, under the sound of my voice, at every level, that dads take the stand and say, as we find in Joshua, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. It is a personal decision, it's a parental decision, and it's a positive decision that must be taken. So, Terry, you're exactly right. And from the Christian standpoint, we need to keep praying, keep looking up, and understanding that the Lord Jesus Christ is still on the throne. He is still sovereign. He's still overall. Nothing takes him by surprise. But it's going to take every child of God, every Christian, to pray and to seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land, and he'll do it. But it's going to take that in the life of the church. Go ahead.
And it can be done. I've seen it done. A demonic spirit was upon a man. And when that spirit was lifted and he came back to his manhood, that was the most awesome thing. You can actually see that spirit lift, and it's taken over our country. And it's like Sodom and Gomorrah, but the same thing's going to happen a whole month of them to celebrate.
It is a whole month, and each year as they celebrate the sodomite month, it is getting more grave, if I can use that term, where Christians are being demeaned, and the socialist Marxist media, the communist network news, are hand in glove with the demonic activity. They're praising them, and recently you may know on Fox News they did a one-hour documentary of a 14-year-old girl that since 5 years old, the parents encouraged and took part in doing the transition so that little girl could become a boy, and it was praised on the national media via Fox News. And so I've said to everybody, turn Fox News off. Used to at one time, just a few years ago, you could call it conservative. It's not conservative today. There's very little difference between Fox News and the Communist Network News today, because all of them are embracing, and it's bad enough for the media. It's bad enough for the society in which we're living in. It's bad enough for the political agenda. But it's horrible when we find that being embraced and encouraged and looked at with glee from any pastor, from any church, from any denomination, from any Christian. But it is, in fact, a demonic spirit. As you go back and study Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and following, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. We find it is a demonic battle that's battling for the soul of America.
Amen.
It's battling for the foundation of our nation.
Amen.
But Terry, thank you so much for your call. God bless you.
more power and more strength. But I thank God for those that are standing on the wall and praying and seeking God's hand and faith during this time. But our babies, I have to go now. But I thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you for your call. Have a blessed day today. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I'm on the set today with the broadcast with Pastor Glenn Davis. Pastor Davis and I have the joy of coming to you just about each Friday as we talk about biblical worldview and linking it with the general happenings in the world and the highlights of the news.
Amen.
What is taking place. But we're talking about today Christianity under assault. If you're a Christian, if you're in a school where you're being demeaned or in some way shunned because of your Christian principles, because of your Christian values, if you're a teacher or professor in any public educational arena, if you're a doctor, lawyer, whatever profession you may be in, if you've experienced Christian persecution and something being done in your from your profession or from your work because of your Christian values, I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from you. I believe it's time we bring out in the open what we find taking place. And as I said earlier in the brief monologue, at one time we had what was called dominion theology. Dominion theology says that the world's going to get better and better. In fact, Pat Robertson on the 700 Club at one time was a professing dominion theologian. And dominion theology says it's going to get better and better. I think down through the years he has changed his position, but he's not publicly said so. That's all right. I'm not trying to demean him. I'm simply saying that no such thing as the world getting better and better. It will get worse and worse, and we're finding Christians being persecuted on a global basis. And when we look at it in third world countries and other nations, generally speaking, most Christians today, most churches, most pastors rarely talk about it. But ladies and gentlemen, it's happening on a global basis, and it now has come to the shores of the United States of America, and we're seeing it absolutely coming to the fruition where it's open and in your face.
Amen.
Good example of that, Pastor Davis. I'm looking at a headline that says, Alabama church shooting leaves two people dead, one other wounded, suspect in custody. This is something that just happened yesterday afternoon. The shooting broke out at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Alabama around 6:20 p.m. A gunman is in custody after opening fire at a church in West Villa Hills, Alabama, around 6:20 p.m. on Thursday evening, leaving two people dead and one other wounded. The shooting happened in the St. Stephen's Episcopal Church, which was hosting a Boomer potluck dinner in the parish hall between 5 and 7 p.m., according to the schedule of the service's own website. Police said a lone gunman entered the church and opened fire. Initially, one person was pronounced dead, and two others were rushed to the hospital for treatment. And an update late Thursday night, authorities said one of the two people who survived the shooting had died of their injuries in the hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, that's open persecution, open assault on Christianity. And most do not understand, Pastor, that since 1999, there's been over 2,000 shootings in churches and schools, with the predominance of those shootings being in churches.
And yet,
when a shooting takes place, all of the shootings are bad, but when a shooting takes place in a school, the Loose Likes Lost Liberals and the Communist Network News and the Socialist Marxist in the House and the Senate want to take away our rights to keep and bear arms. But it will not take place, ladies and gentlemen, until there's a change of heart, a change of life, a change of living, and the person says yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. We've had, ladies and gentlemen, a continuum of the battle against Christ and against Christianity. And now the Biden administration is threatening to cut off free lunch programs for any school before, unless they comply with the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. We're finding the sodomite agenda being pushed today, and it is being pushed against every Christian educator, every preacher, every church, and every Christian in general. The mindset is we're going to force you to embrace that which is immoral, unholy, ungodly, and that which is going to destroy our civilization today.
Amen.
And ladies and gentlemen, Pastor, one of the things that I say is it's going to get worse and worse, but I'm thankful the next thing on the horizon is the rapture of the church. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to take about 1 minute for the top of the hour news. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
The This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.